Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure, pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With our special guest, Jane Wyman, yours truly, Toby Reed, B. Benaderet, Frank Nelson, Jerry Hauser, Harry Lubin and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Well, it's morning in the Burns home, and George and Gracie are discussing the Academy Awards, which are to be made tonight to the outstanding motion picture performers of 1948.
A lot of fine actors were nominated this year, Gracie. Ought to be quite a battle for the Oscars.
Yeah, they're really anxious to get those little statues, aren't they?
You bet they are. Nothing is more important to an actor than winning one. Does a lot for his career.
Oh, sure. If Ronald Coleman hadn't won an Oscar, he wouldn't have any jokes in Jack Benny's program.
Yes, if it wasn't for Benny, Coleman would be an acrobat,
yeah.
I guess.
You know, George.
See him now.
Yes.
Flying Coleman.
Well, what'll I tell you? You know something?
What?
If you'd gone into the movies instead of radio, we'd have Oscars all over the house.
I'm sensational, huh?
Loaded. Look at the men who are up for the award. Montgomery Clift.
Nothing, huh?
Oh, you'd have made a much better cowboy than he did in Red River. Well, you're built like a cowboy.
Look, Gracie.
See you in that scene where the cattle were stampeding. You'd stand there smiling unafraid with all those cows rushing between your legs.
Yes, I'd be known as Limpalong Burns, I guess.
And look who else might get the award. Dan Daly, a dancer.
Mm.
He's not half the dancer you were when we first started going together.
I was a good dancer.
Oh, terrific. Mm. And you didn't know when to stop. You'd dance until you wore out two pairs of shoes. The bottoms of yours and the tops of mine.
Well, Daly isn't just a dancer. He's pretty romantic, too. How about those kisses he gave Betty Grable?
Oh, poo to those Daly kisses. I'll take the weekly ones from you.
Forget it. What do you think of the actresses who were nominated?
Well, Barbara Stanwyck is an awfully nice girl, but I don't think it would be fair for her to get the award.
Why not?
For all that and Robert Taylor, too?
But she was great in Sorry Wrong Number. The way she screamed and wept on the telephone when she knew she was going to be killed.
Well, I've screamed and wept that much trying to call Pasadena.
Yes, that's happened to me, too. How about Irene Dunne in her performance in I Remember Mama?
Well, I didn't see that picture because you wouldn't take me. Why did you say I Remember Mama must be a horror picture?
Because the mama I remember is yours.
That's not nice.
I'm a naughty boy, yes, yes. Well, let's get back to the Academy Awards. What did you think of Olivia de Havilland in the Snake Pit?
Well, it was a good picture, but I didn't understand the title.
Well, what was wrong with the title?
Well, you know, snakes don't have tits, only peaches and prunes.
Well, we won't tell that to Daryl Zanuck. It might embarrass him.
You know, I was very interested in the picture because I have an uncle who's a doctor in an asylum.
It must be an interesting job.
Oh, it's not a job. He thinks he's Dr. Fu Manchu.
That's the smart uncle,
yeah,
the one
my
with
favorite
the
one.
Blue hair, yeah.
You know, the actress I'd like to see win the award is Jenny Wyman. She's such a good friend of ours.
Yeah, she did a wonderful job with Johnny Belinda. If you ask me, Janie Wyman is the best actress of 48.
Oh, George Burns, don't you dare say that, best actress of 48.
Well, she is.
Well, she certainly doesn't look 48.
Gracie,
in fact, she doesn't look any older than I do.
I meant the year, 1948. Janie isn't older than you are.
Oh, my same age, huh?
Yes.
When will she be 20?
Very soon now.
Oh, me too, but don't tell anybody.
No, no, only the members of the Friars Club, that's all.
Say, you know, I just thought of something. Here it is, the very day of the awards, and I haven't wished Janie Wyman luck. I'll go over to her house and do it right now.
Good idea. Give her my love.
Oh, don't be silly. There's hardly enough for me. See you later, dear.
Goodbye, dear.
Oh, gee, I hope Janie is home. Maybe I should have called first.
Well, Gracie, how are you?
Well, just fine, Janie. I dropped by to wish you luck tonight, Jenny. I know you're going to win the award.
Well, now, I wouldn't be too sure of that, Gracie. My competition will be very stiff.
Well, take a few drinks yourself.
I met Olivia de Havilland, was awfully good in the snake pit.
Oh, but Jenny, she had such an easy part.
An easy part? Gracie, she had to play a crazy girl.
I could do that with my eyes closed.
There.
Oh, thank you, Janie. Now, your part in Johnny Belinda was really hard. You had to go for almost 2 hours without saying a word.
Well, that wasn't easy. After all, I am a woman.
Well, sure. You know, I think it's wonderful the way you learned to use your hands just for that picture.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I learned to use my hands long before that picture was made.
Really?
Yes. You see, I used to date Bill Goodwin.
Tonight. Are you nervous?
Gracie, I'm as nervous as a bride.
Oh, well, then I know just how you feel. I remember my wedding day.
Imagine getting so keyed up over the possibilities of getting a little lifeless imitation figure of a man.
Well, he wasn't so lifeless when I married him.
Gracie, I wasn't referring to George. Why, George has lots of... He's got a figure like, well, why, he was better when you married him, huh?
Yes, but he's still a wonderful husband, Jenny, and I love him.
Oh, I know you do, Gracie.
But this isn't solving your problem. You're nervous, and I'm just the girl who can cure it.
You think you can?
Oh, well, certainly. Now, look, what is there to be nervous about? What worries you?
Well, for one thing, my appearance. You see, the awards will be broadcast on television, and I'm worried about how I'll look.
Oh, well, then you can stop worrying right now.
Really?
Well, sure. On television, everybody looks bad. So just relax.
Well, but Gracie, some very important executives will be watching me on television, and it may mean a new part.
Well, if they're looking for a short, dumpy girl with a herringbone complexion, you'll get it.
Will I look that bad?
Oh, Janie, stop worrying. I guarantee you'll look better than the wrestlers. Except, of course, gorgeous George. Now, do you feel better?
Great.
Atta girl. Now, what are you wearing tonight?
Well, Milo Anderson is making me a beautiful strapless evening gown with a train.
A strapless gown with a train?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'm sure the same thing won't happen to you.
What same thing?
Well, I was at a party and this woman... Ah, forget it. It couldn't happen twice.
What happened?
Well, she was walking along in this strapless evening gown and somebody stepped on a train.
You mean the gown?
All the way. But don't worry. If it happens to you, just keep cool.
To me, I'll be downright cold.
That's the spirit. And besides, maybe you'll be lucky.
Oh, I hope so. I think I'll wear a four-leaf clover tonight.
Oh, Jenny, you better wear more than that.
I didn't mean I'd wear only a four-leaf clover.
Oh, well, thank goodness. You know, green isn't your color.
Gracie, the four-leaf clover will be just a good luck charm.
Oh, are you superstitious?
Yes.
Oh, well, then I won't tell you.
Tell me what?
That Johnny Belinda has... Ah, no, it would only worry you. And you're all relaxed now.
Gracie, for heaven's sake, tell me.
Well, Johnny Belinda has 13 letters.
Oh, my goodness. Now I'm sure to lose the award.
Oh, Janie, calm down. 13 isn't necessarily bad, love.
No?
Well, no. There are 13 letters in Palace Theater, too. And that's where I met George. Maybe you have that kind of luck.
Gracie, please. Losing the award is bad enough.
But look on the bright side, Janie. Maybe nothing bad will happen to you at the awards tonight. Maybe you won't even get there.
Let's go back to the dark side, huh?
Now, cheer up. Maybe your car will break down on the way. Oh, maybe you'll have a flat tire. Oh, maybe you'll have a... Well, Janie, I've been talking to you for an hour now. How do you feel?
Numb. Hey, where did I get this ball of yarn?
Well, you've been sitting there unraveling your dress. Oh, Jenny, you've just got to calm down. Remember, you may have to make a speech tonight.
Oh, gee, that's right.
Well, sure, and if you're nervous, you might do what my sister Bessie does. When she gets nervous, she always twists the words around.
What do you mean?
Well, once in a play, she had the part of a girl who sold flowers, and she was supposed to say, "Who'll give me a nickel for my posy?" But she said, "Who'll give me a pickle for my nosy?" Yeah, you don't want a thing like that to happen. So get a grip on yourself.
Okay, Gracie.
Oh, good. Now you're nervous?
No, I'm not a bit nervous.
Janie, you said you weren't a bit nervous.
No, I said I'm not a bit nervous, and I'm not.
Are you sure?
Honestly, I've never knelt better in my life.
Well, I'll see who's at the front door, Janie. Now you sit here and relax.
Hey, Gracie. What's keeping you? Why don't you come home?
Well, George, I wouldn't dare leave Jane Wyman alone. She's so nervous about the awards tonight, there's no telling what she'd do.
You must be exaggerating. Janie is a real trooper. She wouldn't be that nervous.
Well, go in and see for yourself.
Okay. Hiya, Janie.
Oh, hello, George. I slid the key.
What was that?
I'm glad to see you.
Well, I'm glad to see you, too.
Now, George, you must be nervous. You're getting your words all mixed up.
Yeah. Excuse me a minute, Janie. Hey, Gracie, this girl has popped her cork. She's a nervous wreck.
Yeah, but I hate to think how she'd be if I hadn't come over and calmed her down.
Yes, it's a good thing you...
As well be spring. In fact, it is spring and has been for several days. But you know, one gay blossom doesn't make it spring. One melodic sequence doesn't make a song. Now listen a moment while the orchestra plays a familiar song that's always been associated with spring. And see if you can name it by hearing just the mellow harmony. Now we add the rich counter melody. Here we blend in the vigorous rhythm. And finally, to fulfill the promise of this beautiful song, let's complete the arrangement with the full-bodied melody. Why, Springtime in the Rockies, of course. A real perennial favorite. And like every good song, it's made up of not one, but many fine musical parts. All skillfully blended into one rich, harmonious arrangement. And friends, not only in music is blending so important. You know, it takes the same skill in blending to bring you the rich, heartwarming flavor of America's favorite brand of coffee. Delicious Maxwell House coffee. Yes, skillful blending is one big reason for that famous good to the last drop flavor. Flavor you'll enjoy in no other coffee. You see, Maxwell House is a superb combination of many choice Latin American coffees. Now first, our Maxwell House experts select premium grades of Manizales coffees for mellowness. To these coffees, they add Medellins for richness. Still other choice coffees are added for vigor. And finally, Bucaramanga's coffees contribute their excellent full body. This perfectly balanced Maxwell House blend is then radiant roasted to flavor perfection and brought to you vacuum-packed and roaster fresh.
It's a combination that can't be beat, friends. Superb flavor and top value. For today, you can enjoy famous Maxwell House coffee for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the lowest-priced coffee sold.
So start these spring mornings right. Treat yourself to the best in coffee drinking pleasure. Enjoy the extra flavor of America's favorite brand of coffee, delicious Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Now, just lie here and relax, Janie. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm a bundle of nerves, Gracie. Maybe you could get some medicine so I can sleep.
Well, if it's sleep you want, you don't need medicine. I'll just have George sing you a lullaby.
No, no, not that.
But George's voice is just like medicine. Everyone thinks so. Whenever he gets up to sing, people always say, "What a pill." Now, I'll call him.
No, please.
But, Janie, you must sleep. You've got your choice of listening to George sing or taking medicine. Surely you don't want something nasty and horrible and icky?
That's right. I'll take the medicine.
Wait, Jamie. I've got another idea. I'll be right back. George?
Yes, Gracie? How's Janie?
Well, she needs sleep, dear, and it would take too long to get medicine, and so you go in and hypnotize her.
And me hypnotize her?
Well, sure. You know, in vaudeville, you worked for that hypnotist, the great Gummo, and you learned his tricks?
Yeah, but that was a lot of years ago.
But you never lost the power in your eyes. Even after you became a comedian, you still put people to sleep.
So that's what did it.
Well, sure. Now, come on. Janie's got to get some sleep.
Well, I can try. Janie, now I can help you if you do exactly what I say.
Like what?
Never mind. Just let yourself go. You trust me, don't you?
At your age, certainly.
Good. Now, Janie, look straight into my face.
Now, when I'm feeling so well?
Concentrate on my eyes.
What for?
Well, you want to sleep, don't you?
Well, sure.
Well, look into his eyes. It's in the bag.
No, the bags are under his eyes.
Janie, I'm trying to hypnotize you so that you'll sleep.
Really, I'd rather have medicine. Gracie, run down to the owl on the corner and get some.
Oh, yeah, oh, sure, Janie, sure. Hey, keep an eye on her, George. She's nuttier than a fruitcake.
Really?
Sure, owls don't sell medicine. Drugstores do.
It is a drugstore. Now hurry.
Your neighbors told me this is where you were. Here's the baby.
Oh, God, it's gold.
Mrs. Bagley, why are you handing me your baby?
Gracie promised to watch him for me this afternoon. Go to the nice man, Oliver. I know, honey, but go to him anyway. And here's his formula, George. Just warm it.
Wait a minute, Mrs. Bagley.
Thanks a million.
Mrs. Bagley. Holy murder. Gracie can get me into the dark. Pipe down, kid. Pipe down. Pipe down. Pipe down. Someone. I'm trying to sleep. Now just lie here on the couch while I go warm up your formula.
George, I'm expecting the dressmaker. Would you... George, where are you? I can hear you singing, but where are you? Oh, my gosh, a baby. did you get here?
Oh, that's the cake. Oh, no.
I'm back with the... Janie! What's that in your arm?
A baby!
Oh! Oh, no wonder you've been so nervous and upset. Why didn't you tell me you were going to have a baby?
Gracie, I don't know where this baby came from.
Oh, well, somebody'd better have a talk with you.
Gracie, I did not have this baby. At least I don't remember having it. Now, I may be nervous, but I'm not that nervous.
Come in.
Hi, Gracie. I heard you're over here. Hello, Janie. Hey, where'd the baby come from?
Why, Bill, you're as innocent as Janie.
Huh?
And I was hoping you could explain to her all about the bees.
Oh, well, I can.
Now, look,
no,
Bill.
No, it won't take a minute, Janie. You see, pollen is carried by the wind and the bees.
Bill,
and...
I know all about the wind and the bees.
Oh, well, do you know about the birds and the bees?
Yes.
You know about the flowers and the bees?
Yes.
Boy, those bees really live, don't they?
Today. I'm going nuts.
Oh, poor Janie. Having a baby has upset her.
I did not have this baby, Gracie. I'm all upset about the Academy Award.
She means the Academy Award.
Oh, well, cheer up, Janie. I've got inside information for you. Now, I happen to know that you'll walk out of that theater tonight with Hollywood's greatest prize.
I will?
Sure, I'll be your escort.
I thought you really knew who won the award.
Well, I do, Janie. I went to the fellow who counted the votes, and I bribed him to tell me the results.
Bill, the men who count those votes are honest. There's not enough money in Hollywood to buy them.
Well, who used money? I bribed him with a cup of Maxwell House coffee. What a whiff of that rich, mellow Maxwell House fragrance, and he told me everything.
Well, what did he say, Bill?
Well, he said it was the greatest coffee he'd ever tasted. That's because Maxwell House is a blend of fine Latin American coffees. Radiant roasted to the peak of flavor perfection. Well, sir, we sat there drinking Maxwell House coffee and talking about the Academy Awards.
Well, who won?
Well, I did. I drank 12 cups to his... You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop, Janie. America's favorite brand of coffee.
Oh, Janie, he doesn't have any information.
Well, okay, I admit I don't know who's going to get the big awards, but I do know about the supporting award.
Well, who gets that?
Maxwell House coffee. That's been supporting me for years. Jenny.
Well, George, I gave Jenny the medicine and she's sound asleep.
Good.
Oh, thank goodness you explained it. This was Clara Bagley's baby.
Quiet, kid. Quiet.
What? I better take him over to our house before he wakes up Jenny.
Well, maybe he's crying because he's hungry.
I gave him a whole bottle of formula. This kid is bottomless.
That makes them hard to spank.
Well, I'll be running along. Now, don't let anything disturb Janie. After she's left for the awards, you come on home. Got it?
Got it, Janie.
Good.
Yes?
How do you do? I'm the dressmaker. I'm here to try on Miss Wyman's gown.
Well, go ahead, but you look pretty silly in them.
You don't understand. I made the gown for Miss Wyman.
Well?
I want her to have a perfect fit.
Well, she'll have one if she sees you in her gown.
Madam, is Miss Wyman here?
Yes, but she's asleep and she cannot be disturbed.
Yeah, but I've got to see her. It's imperative.
Well, I'll tell her you were here, Mr. Imperative. Goodbye. Well, home at last, George. And I'm worn to a frazzle. I fought people off all afternoon so Janie could sleep.
Well, good for you, Gracie. Hey, it's almost time for the awards. Let's turn on the radio and see if Janie wins.
You listen, George. I better run back to Janie's house. I forgot something.
Let it go till tomorrow.
No, I think I better take care of it right now.
What'd you forget?
Well, I forgot to wake Janie.
Forgot to wake her? Well, come on, let's get over there.
Now, you wait out here, George. I'll wake Janie. Oh, Janie. Janie, wake up. Wake up.
Hmm? Oh, hi, Gracie. Gee, I had a wonderful rest. I feel so relaxed. What time is it?
8:25.
Well, the awards aren't until 8:30, so I...
What? Now, don't get excited. You've got 5 minutes to get there.
I couldn't get there in 5 minutes in a rocket ship.
To take a streetcar, it's cheaper anyway.
Oh, quick, Gracie. Hand me my shoes, my hat, my purse, too. Yeah, goodbye.
Oh, why did you come back?
I'd better put a dress on, too.
If you want to be formal.
Oh, no, no, I haven't got time. I'll just throw this coat over my pajamas. I can't find the armholes. Oh, this is the blanket.
Oh, well, Janie, calm down.
Well, now, don't worry. I'm as cute as a cucumber. Now for some lipstick and eyebrow pencil there. Yeah, now hand me the mirror. I got red eyebrows and black lips.
Well, that's all right. Paint an eye on your chin and nobody will notice.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, goodbye, Oscar. I'm off to win Gracie. I never made it without your help.
Holy smoke, Gracie. Janie looked like a zombie. Red eyebrows, black lips, a blanket over her pajamas, hair streaming down, and laughing like a mad woman.
Oh, yes. Now she's bound to win the award.
What?
If she doesn't get it for Johnny Belinda, she'll get it for Snake Pit.
Oh, I'm...
George and Gracie will return in just a moment. Join us again next Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Bill Goodwin, Harry Lubin and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Toby Reed. And now, here are our stars.
Well, Gracie, next week our guest star will be Jack Benny.
Oh, I know, George, and I've already talked to him about his salary.
Uh-uh. How much does he want?
Well, Jack said we're his friends, so he'll come down and do the show for nothing.
For nothing? Jack Benny?
That's right. All he wants us to do is furnish and transportation.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He wants us to buy him a new Cadillac.